Leaving the Bardini Salon, we come across the entrance hall again to go into the tapestry room, or Sala degli Arazzi, named for the four large tapestries hanging on the walls, recreating the appearance of a typical room in an aristocratic Renaissance Florentine residence, even in the country. In that period, in fact, the Medici court also used tapestries widely, both for decorating the rooms and insulting the cold winds in the winter months. Moreover, they could be transported easily from one residence to another. For this reason, the inventory of assets in the villa in 1667 lists 69 tapestries with depictions of hunts, woods, and animals. The tapestries exhibited in this room today are not part of the villa's historical collection, but the work of the Arazzeria Medicea, the Medici Tapestry Workshop, established in Florence in 1545 by Cosimo I, who had them made in wool, silk, silver, gold, and fabric in 1637. Each tapestry depicts a scene related to a season, framed in a border showing the zodiac signs corresponding to the period of the year represented. On exhibit in the central showcase, on the other hand, is what can be considered as a first shotgun in history, a shotgun wolf-killing schioppetto dated 1417. The shotgun has the shape of a wolf's nuzzle, the wolf in a state of alert, showing menacing sharp teeth and bulging eyes. Have you noticed how the ears are back and a crack can be seen through its jaws? That is where the shot exits. In the same display case, there is also a repeating arquebus from the 17th century by Michele Lorenzoni, a favorite gunsmith of the Grand Prince Ferdinando, decorated with fantastic, allegorical, and mythological figures engraved in the bronze parts.